Hi, I'm Mike McCarthy, and welcome to Talks with Test Meter, a series helping make sense of all things test and measurement. Today, we're discussing the wide range of requirements for testing solar PV systems and giving you some tips on choosing the right instrumentation. Joining me as co-host today is Test Meter Company Director Lasse Tonnesen, and we're pleased to be joined again by Mark Sherwood, Senior Technical Sales Manager at Fluke. Hello, Mark. Welcome back. Thanks for joining us again.
Okay, well, the solar sector obviously continues to grow globally, and Test Meter are obviously one of the largest distributors in the UK of solar instrumentation. I thought it was worth us having a conversation about the differing requirements that we see. So from a top level perspective, I suppose, how do we differentiate the requirements that are out there?
I'd sort of break it into three. Probably the most common one we get asked for day in, day out is testing and commissioning. Mark can elaborate on the various requirements for there, probably in quite some detail. So testing and commissioning, obviously there's new solar panels, both from a rooftop perspective and more so now on an industrial scale, commercial scale, being commissioned and every single day. But really what we've seen probably in the last, more so the last couple of years, certainly since 2020, 2021, is really the importance of also maintaining existing PV systems and carrying out potential fault findings. Some of these larger scale systems, or any system for that matter, is a significant investment. And while we all want to do the right thing and produce a green energy, there's also a question about the return on investment. So efficiency, panel efficiency, fault finding, and panel maintenance has become increasingly a very hot topic. And it's been great for us also that we're working with quality suppliers that are bringing out, such as Mark, that are bringing out instruments and solutions that we can discuss with our customers. And that's really taken pace in the last couple of years.
Sure. I mean, obviously, we've just sort of touched on the differences there between some of the requirements. And obviously, there's different size installations, as Lasse has just said, with rooftop versus sort of more industrial huge solar farms. But from an installation point of view, there's a lot of testing that's required, isn't there?
Yes, absolutely. Fluke is one of the leading test equipment manufacturers, have obviously stepped into this space for solar testing. We have a number of solutions. Probably the most prolific one that we had and launched in the last few years has been our SMFT1000. Dedicated solar multifunctional tester. Now, like most, obviously, electrical testing and safety testing is a European standard that needs to be adhered to. And this is 6244-6-1. And this one outlines a number of electrical safety tests that need to be done, as well as, obviously, optional tests, like Lasse has just mentioned there, where people obviously want to ensure systems are working, not just electrically safe, but they're actually getting return from their solar investment. Now, we all have seen on our local estates where people have solar panels put onto the roof and they're up there and they get dirty and they get weathered and probably never even been checked again since the day they were installed. So now people are starting to think a little bit more savvy about this. And what that means is that we're going to have to see engineers going out there and testing them, making sure they're still getting the return from their investment. Now, if you scale that up to like we see on the industrial units, if you like, where they may be on buildings and large manufacturing sites, or even the ones you see when you're driving down the motorway, where there are massive solar farms. The more solar panels you have, the better the chance that you're going to generate some serious revenue for this as well. So the upkeep and the maintenance of these, and not just that, the return of the investment if you get, is becoming much more prevalent. So like Lasse rightly said, we're seeing it where there's much more uptake now in people not just obviously coming into the solar market, but the maintenance and obviously the verification of the installation and making sure that these stakeholders of the systems, they're actually getting the maximum return, the maximum yield back from these as well. And that's what Fluke Equipment does.
Absolutely. And I think what we're seeing is there is more and more larger businesses are realizing there's real opportunity here. There's actually, because you've got engineers, solar engineers going to site with, I mean, we still hear to this day, they're maintaining, you know, huge 1500 volt systems. They're equipped with an electrical digital multimeter, maybe with a multifunction tester. So a lot of these businesses are now realizing there's an opportunity for them to invest in equipment that will analyze, perform IV curve tracing and provide reporting there that's going to give them really detailed insight into how they can maximize that investment. So it becomes a very clear case where there's equipment here that's available, that's safe to use, and making the investment in that equipment, potentially training that goes along with that, provides a very, very quick return for the investment that's already been made in their solar PV systems.
Sure. I mean, obviously, we've just touched on the SMFT as an example of the equipment. Could you talk a little bit about how the SMFT can be used by a technician to install or even maintain?
Okay, well, I'm glad you've asked that, because there's two sides to this, and we have mentioned them already. The first one is somebody that's just setting up or installing or commissioning, obviously, a new solar farm, we'll call it. And when they do that, they obviously have to go through a number of tests. There are 6 DC tests that need to be performed, basically, on this, which are all laid down in that regulation that I've mentioned there. And these are things like loop and insulation and resistance measurements, etc. And again, those are all clearly laid out. And our tester obviously is able to do all those tests, document them and save them in. But where our SMFT comes into its own is it's one of the only units out there that actually delivers what we call an IV curve trace on the screen. And what that there is able to do is it shows the performance of that solar array or solar cell, and it shows that it's actually operating to its optimum performance. And when something's operating that well, then it's actually giving you the maximum return for this as well. Now, obviously, all these solar farms are out there in these environments. Some are obviously in fields, some of them are on buildings. There's various weather conditions that can obviously impact these as well. So it's important that people do these routine inspections and testing, as again, just to make sure they get the maximum return. Now, we mentioned the IV curve here. The IV curve is one that I think people are more likely going to want to take advantage of. Mm. The reason for this is simple. It's all well and good having something electrically safe, and that's what everything should be. It should be safe for anybody to use, and the installation should be safe. But from the owner, like I say, in the stakeholder, he wants to make sure he gets the maximum return for this. And having something like the SMFT, where he can see the performance of these solar cells very quickly on an instrument visually, and he can document this, it shows then that he can do this as a very cyclic procedure and therefore make sure that all year round he's actually getting the maximum return for this as well. So having that functionality is very much key to what people need, I think, at the moment. And this is why we'll see big uptakes in this unit.
Well, we've already started seeing it. And again, it is also about the realization, the maturing of the market, and not just large solar O&M installers, but also maybe small to medium-sized professional contractors really now see the benefit in having something that is made for purpose, built for purpose, with specific reporting software, which is Fluke's TrueTest software. Mark can elaborate that on a whole lot more than I can, but there's been a real change we've seen sort of since the call it the feed-in tariff days, which have now long gone, where people are now really understanding that they need a very specific bespoke-built testing solution for this type of work. And TrueTest, the software package, plays a massive part in that, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. TrueTest comes into its own, because a lot of testers potentially that are out there in the market, they don't have this synergy again, where it communicates from the software through to the instrument as well. And by what I mean there is that there are a vast array of different solar panel manufacturers out there as well. And getting that actual STC, as we call it, the standard test conditions for that panel, we can preload them from the TrueTest software into the SMFT. And therefore, when you obviously have your meter coupled up to these panels, in conjunction with an iridiance meter, you can then actually get this full IV curve trace, and it's realistic. So you're going to compare your actual nominal results to those standard test conditions there on site, which gives you that true IV curve trace there as well. Once you've captured that data, then you can seamlessly send it back into the TrueTest software, produce obviously reports. You've got a database there. You've got the details of all the strings and inverters and everything else has all been captured within the SMFT, and it becomes a solution. And that's the key thing here. A lot of people devalue the time that they take to produce reports and do the documentation. Mm. So having this, I want to call it a seamless transition, if you like, from uploading, testing, and the projects that you're going to do, to the panel information, to physically doing the testing, which is one of the quicker things that you can do. deliver those tests, and then upload them back into the software and produce a nice, very simple, very straightforward report. It's a real, real bonus and a time saver for people out there today.
No, I mean, it's a fantastic bit of kit. I've obviously looked at it myself, and having the all-in-one solution, as you say, is a huge time saver. Lasse did touch on previously that we do see people coming in who are sort of using less sophisticated, let's say, instrumentation. Yep. And I suppose that the reason for that is because they're maybe not at the same sort of part of their solar journey, let's say. There are other options that are sort of less bespoke options. And we've obviously talked before about people using installation testers with additional items. Mm. What sort of instrumentation might other individuals look at if they may be looking to dip their toe into solar?
No, that's a good question. We still get a lot of customers using a multifunction tester, a standard multifunction tester, but then alongside that, for the installation and the continuity testing, alongside that, they'll probably need a DC clamp meter to measure open circuit voltage, short circuit current. They might need an irradiance meter and instruments to sort of measure environmental factors if they're taking those types of measurements. One thing I think is often overlooked in that sector is, especially when they're choosing things like clamp meters, is potentially the rating, the safety rating of that clamp meter, and of course whether it measures 1,000 or 1,500 volts in accordance with this, what type of system they're working on. Safety ratings of clamp meters is particularly important. Fluke have a very, very good product out there for solar PV called the 393, the Fluke 393 FC, which is 1,500 volt rated, and works for solar PV applications very well, and has that crucial safety rating that they really should be looking for.
No, that's great. I guess we've obviously talked quite a lot about the installation side of things, and we touched upon the need to maintain and really continue to look after these installations and potentially do any fault finding.
Sure.
Can we talk a little bit about the instrumentation that might be used for that?
Okay. Well, when you obviously are out there in the field actually testing it, you would need obviously a dedicated multifunctional tester, like Lasse has mentioned some of the tools there. The SMFT was bought in as a single stop solution, basically, for doing all the six required tests that are needed for the testing of the solar array, right from the inverter, like Lasse said, from the AC and the DC side of the inverter, where you start looking at short circuit test currents and open circuit voltages, etc., loop insulation tests, diode checks, all those. Now, the SMFT allows you to type in the string data. You've got the cells, solar panel data in there as well. So again, it's capturing absolutely everything within one confined unit. It talks via Bluetooth to an irradiance meter that's fixed on the side of the panel. So again, you can get that IV curve data. You've got a power clamp that's there as well, as I say, for doing the inverter test. You've got a set of obviously MC4 test leads that's built in, a wandering earth lead. You've got a nice backpack, so everything is completely self-contained. You take one bag and it's got absolutely all the tools you need there as well. So again, it is a solution basically as well. And it's designed that it's going to be able to facilitate everything that you need to do, comply to the regulations, document it, and then get that information back and produce a report. So,
yeah, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, certainly at the time of filming this podcast, there are three different kit options with the SMFT, all depending on what accessories you need, what accessories you may have within your budget or your CapEx at the time of making this purchase. You have the light kit that, so commonly to all of them, you'll get the SMFT 1000 unit with every single kit option there is. But in terms of whether you need the irradiance meter for environmental measurements, or potentially if IV curve tracing characteristics is not too important right now, you can buy the light kit that comes without these accessories. That'll keep costs down a little bit initially. There's the standard kit, and there is which comes with the irradiance meter, and it comes with the really solid, really nice, practical backpack that Mark mentions. And then you've got the pro kit, where you get the first year license of the TrueTest software and the MC3 lead set as well. The good news, however, is that even if you do buy the light kit, save a little bit of money initially, At any point, you can buy these additional accessories later on and add things like the IV characteristics to your solution. So it is like a scalable solution with three different kits, light, standard, and pro.
We've obviously talked there a lot about the SMFT1000 being a fantastic all-in-one solution, but there are other instruments out there that Fluke offer that can help with maintenance, aren't there?
Yes, you're absolutely right there. Fluke have a number of additional tools for basically doing larger scale solar farms or solar arrays. We have two. One is called the PVA 1500 T-Series, and then we have the PVA 1500 H-Series, basically. The two of them there, the H-Series generally seems to be the model that people generally tend to lean towards because this one's aimed at the much higher energy efficiency panels that are out there as well, carrying much higher loads within them in the system. So they generally try to future-proof themselves a little bit. Mm-hmm. However, if you do not have them where you need those higher levels of current flowing, then obviously we have a model that suits again. So both those are there. The Fluke PVA units are there to do a bespoke job and look at IV curve testing. And it's going to be there for speed and efficiency. These units are designed to do vast numbers of tests in a very short space of time, capturing all that data for the IV curve and be able to put that into the dedicated software. So again, producing reports, showing the returns, showing that full IV curve and all its associated information and data, that is all captured and it's done very, very efficiently, much more efficiently than anything else that's out there in the market today.
Yeah, so the PVA 1500 is really for companies and installers working on 1500 volt systems exclusively. So you are right at the highest level of the industry for sure. Uptime is a big thing. The PVA 1500 has really been designed to handle those types of currents and voltages very, very well. So the uptime we're seeing from the unit, the efficiency and the speed that Mark mentioned is really, at this time, quite unparalleled in the UK market. For the right type of customer, it's a really interesting unit.
So obviously we've spoken a little there about reporting and the TrueTest software. Are you able to explain a little more about how that software can be used?
Sure, absolutely. The TrueTest software is a package that obviously interfaces and works in conjunction with the SMFT. What people want to do is they want to have something where they can not just build up profiles, because a solar system isn't just the solar panel. You could be looking at inverters that are involved, combiner boxes, projects, databases, locations, et cetera, et cetera. So within the software, you're able to create clients and sites and then build up, I'll call it like a profile or a project, let's say. And within that, then you can say, okay, we're going to this site. We know there are so many strings. We know there are so many panels. We know there are so many inverter boxes. And you can create all that and basically prep that information before going to site. Now, when it goes to site, as well as I touched on briefly earlier, you could have advanced knowledge of the type of panels that you're going to do. Now, the TrueTest software is updated regularly with additional panels because every manufacturer out there is constantly coming up with newer or potentially more efficient panels. So that's an ever-growing database. I think roughly at the moment, there's probably about 10,000 different types of panels within the asset database. So you're able to scroll through from all the leading manufacturers. And as I say, this is updated routinely as well. So as you go to do your project, you can enter that panel information and upload it into the SMFT. So again, you then have got the client information, you've got the site code information, you've got the panel information. So again, having this all together removes that administration that you may have to do whilst you're out in the field actually doing the testing. And again, it just makes that little bit of a seamless, it sort of tries to remove that human error aspect or that loss of data, if you like. And then having the ability to download that back into the TrueTest software is a real time saver. A lot of conversations have focused around, obviously, reporting. And reporting, it's all well and good doing the testing, but getting that report to issue to your customers and the end user clients, potentially, this is where the laborious work takes place. So having a meter that captures that information and puts it straight into an allocated position, enables you to get that report out quickly, it saves a lot of manpower. And I don't want to oversell it and I don't want to undersell it, but it's a real benefit for especially users out there that are doing these volumes basically as well. So yeah, I think it's important that we stress that for them as well.
Yeah, and also to say something nice about Fluke and the product that me and Mark are talking about here, the SMFT 1000. as a bespoke testing solution for solar PV. It is really a product that sort of carries on the lineage of the quality, reliability that you'd expect from Fluke. And a lot of people watching this will probably be familiar, maybe familiar with already, but our experience so far has been overwhelmingly positive. It's a really good product so far. It's proved very, very reliable, easy to use. We've had minimal requirements for tech support so far, and all that just speaks volumes about the products. And another thing that really should give a certain amount of confidence for people looking at this type of investment is a care plan that Fluke have also launched with the SMFT 1000 that sort of gives a very known cost of ownership that also minimizes any disruption in case of accidental damage, service and calibration, and various other things. Mark, the premium care plan, do you want to just sort of elaborate what that includes?
Sure. I mean, you covered most of the base there for me fantastically. Thank you very much. But it's exactly what you said. It having a premium care plan from the manufacturer here, it takes away, like you say, that stresses of ownership, if you like, that these are a piece of equipment that are out there in the field and used in all types of environment as well. And accidents do happen. So obviously having that comfort factor as well, that your instrument is protected and it's fully covered, accidental lossage, those kind of things, you know, it's all there to support the user, make sure that obviously his uptime, he can be out there, he can be testing with the confidence and the support of the manufacturer. So again, there's a number of options for it, like a 1 and 3 year plans, let's say. So again, you can find a package that's right for you as well. And then should you have purchased a unit already, thank you, there is the addition where you could add a care package to that as well at a later date. So again, that we're just trying to service the customer and give them the best possible support that we can.
And I think also what we're experiencing really again is that it is a sizable investment for businesses. They do need to make sure that whether it's the SMFT 1000, whether it's for certain customers probably even more so the PVA 1500 IV curve tracing solution, it's crucial both for Fluke and for Testmeter that the customer gets the right instrument for them for their application. So we are working alongside Fluke with providing on-site demos. We've got for certain circumstances, we can arrange a seating or a trial unit to be sent out to make sure that it's right, it's fit for purpose, it's testing or in accordance with their expectations. We can do what we call a try before you buy, which basically works with you hiring the unit for a short period of time, and you pay the cost of the short-term hire. Along that, you'll be issued by a quote from our sales team. Should the unit be right for you after you've tried it and put it through its paces in your own time, we'll simply just deduct the higher cost you've had from that quote. So it just makes it, it's designed to be convenient for the customer. They can trial the unit, they can do it in their own time. They're not confined to an hour and a half meeting or a demo by our sales staff or the sales staff from Fluke. And it actually works really, really well. So the key thing for us is that, yes, we can supply the products. Yes, we can do it in most cases very, very quickly. But we want to make sure that whatever we need to do to make sure that it's the right product for the customer with the right options in terms of cost of ownership, service, calibration, all these things that we can provide that and that the customer is certain that they get the right solution for them.
No, well, that's fantastic. I mean, in summary, I suppose we've sort of talked about the differences in terms of requirements, but also the differences in terms of the solutions that are out there and the two threads that are really common are about efficiency for the end user, but also reliability of the instrument. And between the offering from Fluke and the offerings from Testmeter in terms of making sure people are getting the right instruments, it sounds like there's a lot of options out there for customers regardless of their requirements.
Yeah, that's fair.
Thanks for joining us again today, Mark and Lasse.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much.
If you'd like any further information about solar PV test equipment, please do visit the website or get in touch, and we'd be more than happy to help. Thanks for joining us today, and I'll hope to see you again soon.